It's because you're chewing like a billy goat.
Yeah. Oh, man.
So, I know it's Juneteenth, but I'm going to have to start this off by doing a nigga wrong today. So, I got some bad news, people. We came to a vote, and sorry to say this. Always 5 o'clock will be going on with only 3 niggas from now on. Only 3. Hate to say it. Hate we had to do this, but I'm sick of black shit. You hear me? So from here on out, we was gonna buy him out of the camera we don't use, but we said fuck that too. I think he spent over $1,000 for that, so he's just gonna have to eat that one.
and you ain't getting your mic back.
Yeah, you ain't getting your mic back. Bitch ass nigga. We'll give you $40.
Nah, we I cash out you something.
This nigga got fired on his day off.
Hey, but now, we ain't fired black yet, but next time he do this, like, we will backyard rumble. Yeah, I will fuck you up.
We'll get jumped.
Yeah, nah, I just want to fight him by myself.
That's, get him, Craig.
That's how we fought. Black woke up with bruised ribs. And we didn't really fight, but I slammed that nigga because he kept fucking with me. Black get drunk and get touchy, and I don't like that.
Get touchy and spitty.
Yeah.
Boy be spitting on
through
himself.
Through his gatos. Yeah. It sound like when
a sprinkling.
Nah, it sound like when Spider-Man get the web out.
Yeah, but he don't get no like it sound powerful too. But he don't get no velocity behind it, so it land on his lip. Yeah. You know
what I mean? Bro, we be in a club and look back, it's a pile of spit. Yeah. No cap, bro. Our first DC, cause we used to do a DC trip area. We was in a club. Mind you, the club was not that big. It was lit too. We in a VIP section. We look back, Black over there, he just in the corner. We like, what the fuck he doing? We look back a few minutes later, it's a pile this fucking big.
Yeah.
A spit. He like, yeah, it's that cigar I smoke earlier. Stop like, doing that
like,
shit.
Like, if a car could have drove in the club, he'd have got splashed. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, like, for real, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
And Tony was the first nigga I ever seen take a shit in the club.
Oh,
Tony went to the bathroom and took a shit.
He shit anywhere.
He shit anywhere. There ain't no door.
I forgot where we was walking to, and the construction site had a porta potty. And he said, yo, y'all hang tight real quick.
Yo, ain't no door in the club bathroom.
Right.
Tony, you wild.
You're a wild boy. ain't had no toilet seat covers, bro. He and you know, yeah. Niggas don't make it.
Tony a problem.
He might do heroin.
Heroin.
Yeah, heroin. One look, no bullshit before we get it. Like, we had a I think it was at Winston-Salem State 1 year. Tony caught a virus out of nowhere. Like, it was him and another player.
Oh, y'all went on the baseball?
Yeah. Tony shit, like, no cap, 17 times before 5 o'clock in the afternoon. No bullshit. Tony said, Tony was like, man, my ass will hurt. I should be laughing at that shit.
When was that?
2012, I believe.
2012.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that night.
Yeah.
He got to sit down the whole night. I was so upset. You know what I mean? That was a stupid ass excuse.
Nah, bro. Like, he shit a lot, bro. It's crazy because him and the other guy.
That nigga was over there sitting on the couch and we was getting killed.
Word.
Yeah, talking about he had this shit. Boy, if you don't leave me the fuck alone.
Hey, don't do it. Somebody already said I look like a Puerto Rican or an Arab drug dealer. Look, I would not be disrespecting on Juneteenth, okay? Juneteenth.
Your day ended at 3 o'clock.
Fuck you.
3 p.m. Like, you get half the day.
Before Juneteenth, that is how I got here. I was all light-skinned niggas are a product of slave rape, okay? Like,
slave rape?
Yeah.
Nah, y'all great-great-granny gave up box in the kitchen.
Nah, she didn't give a box in the kitchen. It was either take this whip or take this dick. And then
they chose the latter.
They chose the dick. Like that. I feel like that might get us.
I thought you was about to say, I felt like that was fair.
I mean, that too. Like, I ain't never been whipped, but it like it hurt. Like, I've seen the whips.
Yeah, you watch like, that movie.
Yeah.
The Kunta special.
What fuck? I want to watch that.
Nah, but Juneteenth, man, like, your boy, MJ, your boy Trump said he made Juneteenth famous.
He said, without him.
So, With white people, probably.
Yeah, that's my argument.
No, there's a lot of white obviously people he that won't, did not like, know
he won't was. Directing. I don't think he was directing that to us towards black people. He very well may have made Juneteenth, you know, popular amongst the whites. Well, in white fact, people. because of that, I actually was able to make some money trading stocks today.
Because of him?
Yeah, so, you know, I follow a bunch of these, you know, guys that are in the stock market. They day trade and shit. Like, a lot of, like, white rich people said, you know what? We're gonna pick one black, like, publicly traded institution and dump a bunch of money in there to show our support. And, like, I bought some stocks in the black-owned bank today.
Mechanics and Farmers?
No.
Citizens Bank?
No. I think it's like Bridgestone Financial. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all see me tweeting about it all day.
I seen you
tweet. But that shit went fucking crazy.
Really?
Hell yeah. Cashed out. Another big company, Urban One. They're an entertainment TV radio company. They own TV One and shit.
And they own K97.5.
They went fucking crazy. That shit went from $2 to $50 in 2.5 days. Mm. So imagine if you got in, you know, got in at $2 and bought 300 fucking shares on that motherfucker. Mm. Mm-hmm. What's 48 times 300?
140.
Google it.
It's 14.4, right? Yeah, 14.4. Yeah.
You just cashed out.
Uh-huh.
You just cashed out. So, you know, I'm happy. A lot of big corporate companies are actually, you know, recognizing it as a paid holiday.
So they won't get it. And it's all because they don't want to get canceled. Yeah, I wish my job would have.
It's better than what my job did. My job sent me an email, like, trying to teach me the history.
You know what I mean? Yeah, like,
it's 55 years ago.
Yeah, instead of saying, you know what? For all your troubles and tribulations that your ancestors went through.
Troubles and tribulations.
Trials and tribulations, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Lady, man. You know what I mean? They should, fuck it, give everybody a day off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, give everybody.
The NBA gave everybody a day off. I think the NFL did too.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah.
But, I mean, but like, I'm thinking like the people that work at the NBA, not like.
But America has like adopted it about time.
I feel like they just did it this week because
fucking Mississippi just fucking like
abolished slavery
last week. So shit,
yeah.
2015, whatever year it was.
Then we had somebody on here from Mississippi,
and I called her a slave, and y'all acting like I was wrong. Like, she was a slave.
Nah, she looked like a slave.
I seen her feet. Looked like she walked on train tracks to get here. You know what I'm talking about?
A bucket of water on her head.
Nah, but that's crazy. Like, did somebody just forget to push the paperwork through? Like, you know what I mean?
Hey, that would sound like, and it was like, I forgot, it was like a movie or something that happened, and it was like, fuck. Like, you know what I mean? Like, shit. Like, yeah,
like somebody just accidentally, the shit just sat in the computer for all these years, and it just,
they forgot to hear and say it.
it's been sitting in draft, you know what I mean? For 65 goddamn years.
This didn't go through.
You know what I'm talking about?
Shit.
You didn't try to hit, try to get.
Key on here too. Man, sorry, little feet.
I'm saying you didn't.
Who? Punk Chad, fat ass.
who was responsible?
Yeah.
Who do we hold accountable for that?
David Banner.
Facts. Like, for real.
You were a Mississippi nigga.
Yeah.
That means we should hold Dave Chappelle accountable to.
He is from Mississippi. I thought he was from Ohio.
He's from Silver Springs, Maryland.
Dave Chappelle is from Mississippi.
Google it.
Right, South
Dakota. It
and it's 5 o'clock in Mississippi.
You ain't did that shit in so long. Hey, but speaking of Mississippi, what was you about to say?
Nothing.
Oh, speaking of Mississippi, I don't know if y'all saw, but the NCAA banned all championship games from the state of Mississippi.
Yeah.
Because, you know, their flag is the Confederate flag. So they say any state honoring the Confederate flag can't host a championship game. The SEC did. Mm-hmm. So, well, no, the NCAA, I think, actually said it. So now, but Mississippi is the only state that's affected. So,
yeah.
It kind of.
You ain't got to worry about it because ain't none of them teams winning nothing.
Ever. Right, yeah. Yeah, fuck MJ, lazy eye.
Who that? Going on the attack.
Key?
Aunt Jemima.
Yeah.
Speaking of which,
they just took you off the syrup bottle.
Same like, shit.
Do you think African Americans or black people right now are being hypersensitive?
Did a nigga really say take Aunt Jemima off the shit?
So it was this one cute ass chick in a one piece bodysuit on Instagram that she had a box of the Aunt Jemima like pancakes.
And y'all seen that down video? The sink.
Yeah, pretty much saying, you know, like she was owned by slaves and taken on the road to cook and impress people and blase blase. I actually did a little bit of research myself, and Aunt Jemima, this woman, was actually freed. Started cooking. People liked her cooking. She started selling food, and she actually died a millionaire. Mm-hmm. She was like one of the early like black female millionaires. It is like, why do we not use this bottle of syrup or box of pancakes as a way to embrace?
And your mom was thick too. Looking at that body,
I believe it. Like, she ate her rice and cabbage. I can tell you. You know what I'm talking about.
So, I honestly never thought. In any capacity that it was something racial. Yeah.
So I've seen some white people. These fuckers are funny, man. Like they say, oh, what's next? We gonna change the face on the Quaker Oats box. We gonna put Shaquille O'Neal up there and call it Shaquille Oatmeal.
Yeah. I'll take it. Yeah.
Oh my
Jack
God.
Jack can
put his name on it.
That shit funny. And
then
come with a pair of
shacks. Like honest question, MJ. Do you think African Americans are being hypersensitive because of the climate that we're in?
I wouldn't say hypersensitive. It's people that's thought like this forever. Like me working in a grocery store, there was a Martha White cornbread that was called cotton picking cornbread with a black woman on the front. Literally 2 weeks after I seen it, it's cotton country. Cornbread with a white woman on the front. Then they've got the ethnic section of hair products. First thing I see in there is it's the shampoo called Gorilla Snot. 2 weeks later, it's gone. So it's not being hypersensitive. It's becoming, I never thought of it that way.
Yeah.
So.
You know, it's crazy. Somebody probably pointed it out to them, but now they, like I said, they want to stay on people's niggas' good side.
What was the problem with Gorilla Snot?
Because they call us monkeys and gorillas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, but it's only, you know, white people get lice. Black people don't.
Yeah.
But I seen monkeys pick whatever them fleas is off each other's backs and eat them.
Yeah. And I've only seen white people do that. But, think about what LeBron looked like, one of the best gorillas ever, maybe.
Cancel your Rock Nation.
Yeah, I know, right? No, but like, let's think, like, not try, like, on some serious shit. Look at LeBron James.
I don't know, because Shannon Sharp.
You obsessed with Shannon.
Me too.
This is the
second time you done like
he might
commented on Shannon Sharp.
But I'm wrong as slave.
Have you seen him even now?
I seen him naked? I feel like that. No,
but look, like take a nigga like Shannon Sharp, LeBron James, niggas like that, carefully crafted, no homo.
Serena Williams.
They are in the back of the day. Shut up. They were the first pick and
the Kimbo slices of the world.
Niggas, they would have been like, and the little auction thing would have went up, boy. What you mean? Like
I got 75 cents.
Yeah. I think my grandma got bought for $1,000. How much you think LeBron getting bought for?
Yeah. What pick you think Vince Wilfork would have been?
he wouldn't have went far. They were like, this lazy nigger. They're like, no, you can get on, man. You ain't gonna get far. Bitch, Wilfork is short with no shirt on and overall.
Like, how do slaves get fat though? Like, I'm
because they
the shit they had to eat.
Oh, all starch.
Well, no, because you got to think about it. They ate the parts of the pig that nobody, that the white people didn't want.
Chitlins, all that shit. I ain't ate pig chitlins feet, never in my life.
Huh?
I ain't never.
Some fried chitlins slap, but it was some hot sauce.
Nah, I can't. I don't. Once I smell it, I'm yeah. Nah.
It's gonna be a no for me, dog.
I just don't feel like that's something. That's nothing.
Y'all above it, huh?
Only thing you won't eat is peanut butter, and that's it.
Mushrooms.
And that's mushrooms.
Why not? Huh? Why not?
Nigga, your ass and don't eat mushrooms. It's crazy. That's crazy.
I mean, I didn't. I ain't never eat no chicken.
But an asshole ain't never grew out the ground. He was like, I get it, bro. I get it. You know, an asshole do look like a sucked on lifesaver. But anyway,
we gone.
Yeah. Nigga, so you gave Gator fried asshole on the plate? Gator don't play no shit. You feel me? Gator never been about that. Gator never been about playing no shit.
Man, look. Okay, other guys is a classic.
That's a classic.
Speaking of...
what about... I don't even know where we are. Happy Juneteenth.
Yeah, happy Juneteenth.
Just don't play no shit. That shit's funny. You were supposed to come in on something. We just like
no, we no, can't. We yeah, I'm fired yeah, black already. Fire
on his day off.
Yeah. Hey, look, Free J.
Now we just gonna transfer.
I thought you about to say transition.
The third perspective.
Yeah, might as well, motherfuckers.
That might be the ugliest radio show ever.
If it weren't for me, this would be it. You hear me? I've seen your lady, chill.
Yeah. I seen your dude, chill.
We gonna talk about
you? You can't. What?
Oh my god! Yeah, we done.
Y'all crazy.
Now, Free J. Cole for real, though.
Hey, look, you know.
Can we Free J. Cole?
What
he did? Yeah, we not canceling J. Cole.
Look, no, and I'll slap a bitch if you say cancel J. Cole.
We not slapping no bitches because we going to talk about that.
Yeah, we.
Oh, shit, yeah. When I say bitch, I don't mean just women. I mean.
We still not slapping women.
I
slap a nigga before I slap her if she disrespect me.
It's niggas who believe what J. Cole said was wrong, though.
Like, I don't hear any form of disrespect.
The niggas spoke in the softest tone ever. And y'all had the nerve to say he disrespectful.
I just feel like
the only person canceling him is Chance the Rapper, and that's because he from Chicago and she from Chicago.
He said what he said. Then he said, educate me, because you're more educated in this than I am.
And then
had humility at the end of it to say, maybe I'm just not doing enough.
He said, I feel faker than snow in the blood because sometimes I feel like I ain't doing enough.
Bars.
Right. So
is snow in the blood fake?
You ain't know that.
That shit was real, bro.
That shit was real. That shit was fake.
Nah. Fake what?
A fake movie.
He got a fake check for a real movie.
That movie was not real.
You feel me though, man?
Yeah, I feel
it,
like
it was.
I would say we see eye to eye, but we don't.
Yeah. My joint lazy, and your joint just got fat on top of it. Speaking of which,
you could have did better, bro.
Yeah, you're right.
But J. Cole, before we skip J. Cole and don't give it, like, we have to, as a people, protect J. Cole at all costs.
Mm-hmm. And Nick Cannon.
And I am Nick Cannon.
Yeah. J. Cole has been, so my thing is when the chick...
Like, we'll cancel Kendrick before we cancel J. Cole.
Right. But my thing is, we don't know what these people are doing outside of
the what we see.
What we see.
Like, Cole not a social media nigga.
He's not.
He barely ever, he tweeted the other day.
Yeah,
when
he ain't
DM
me back. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm trying to talk to him.
What you say?
Trying to bring him on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what's up, big dog? Love what you doing. You know what I mean? Yeah, I see you out there.
I feel like he heard us and was like, nah, I can't be a social.
Probably, that might be it too. But my thing is, the same day this chick tweeted the shit she tweeted, Cole was in the streets of Fayetteville marching with Dennis Smith Jr. looking homeless.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Dennis Smith Jr. couldn't read his cell phone.
Facts, though. Like, yeah.
Shout out to Dennis Smith Jr. We need you on the episode.
Yeah, he ain't coming. You just told the nigga he couldn't read.
No, you agreed.
Yeah, like, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, he not gonna, but that's what I'm saying. And then Dave Chappelle told us last week that us celebrities shouldn't come out and say and do all this stuff. It takes the light away from what people are doing in the streets. But then once they do shit, now they not doing enough. So, like, y'all got to make up your mind.
But people. you... I've been adamant about it. Like, why do you look for celebrities to do anything?
People, the main argument is the platform.
Like
they feel like celebrities have a voice that will be heard by the right people. You know what I mean? I get it. I understand it.
I can't do it.
You think celebrities listen to J. Cole, though? J. Cole is very popular, but do you think white, like... You think older white people listen to J. Cole?
No.
That's what I'm saying.
No.
I don't.
Like, he's one of the most famous. If they hear J. Cole's song, they think that's still because they're not going to take the time out to listen to it. Yeah, they think that's still the fucking nigga music, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That don't have no, you know, substance to it.
And he has some of the most substance of any rapper.
Like, white people is taking Drake before J. Cole. And when it comes to like, you know, talking that real conscious shit, J. Cole does it more than Drake.
But
the other races won't see it that way because of the names within, you know, itself.
Not only that, even when they hear the shit, the conscious shit J. Cole spit, they don't understand it either.
Yeah, because he called them crackers. Yeah. So they stop listening.
Yeah. Well, shit.
You know what I mean? And it's not right. It ain't.
Say what?
Calling white people crackers ain't right. It's wow. Not because them calling us niggas ain't right either.
But speaking of cracker, I still want to see the movie.
Speaking of cracker, Justin, tell us about it.
The movie Cracker that's coming out where the black men are the slave owners and the white people are the slaves. I want to see.
I feel like everybody should watch that.
Yeah, because just to see how it goes.
Yeah, so you can get you can see the other perspective televised.
I know white people laughed at Django. They laughed.
Yeah, because we laughed.
Yeah, but that's because we understand it. They don't understand it. You know what I mean? They was like, oh, shit. Leonardo said, nigga, 47 times in this movie. So,
he was real comfortable, too.
They said he struggled. Like, it took him a while.
He might be the best actor ever.
Leonardo liked black pussy. I think he was in love with Rihanna.
Everyone is.
Yeah, I don't think race has anything. Because races love brown sugar.
She might be top, too.
Yeah, ever.
Is she not?
Yeah, Rihanna the baddest bitch ever. It's not even close. Well, it's close. It's close.
Yeah,
there's some regular bitches out here I see, and I'm like the little fat bitch that became skinny. Well, she wasn't fat. She was thick.
On the joint I just showed.
Yeah. Anyway, we got up top.
And OnlyFans.
Yeah.
So J. Cole not canceled. Next.
No.
What's next?
Of course.
I'm canceling Chance the Rapper though.
I don't know that.
Because he a whole ass.
Bro, everybody like, what?
Not canceling. Kyle don't like canceling.
The thing is, people love making decisions when, like, they're emotional.
No, yeah, my thing know. Is, sometimes you just have to think, is this person worth it? Chance is not worth it to me anymore.
I like Chance.
He okay.
Somebody said to Chance, why didn't you, like, if this how you feel, why didn't you reach out to
Cole?
You know, Cole.
And he said,
well, Cole addressed, you know, no name publicly.
You got a point. He didn't address your bitch ass. I mean, I just feel like Chance can't fight either. Shut up.
I don't know. He a Chicago nigga at the end of the day.
He's not real.
A lot Chicago. Of niggas got screws missing.
And I just feel like his hands little too. Like,
you
I just
think
like,
you can beat everybody up?
Anybody that ain't Mike Tyson, yes.
You not beating up J.J. Watt.
I feel like I can. I don't feel like he can fight either.
Why you pick that name?
I don't know. People? I know he pick up hay bales by himself, but I don't.
Not beating Tom Brady.
Hold on.
I'll beat Tom Brady the fuck up.
Hold on. Time out. J.J. Watt pick up hay bales?
By himself.
He might not beat you because you might be a hay bale and a half.
Well, fuck you.
Like, shout out to Rob Bridges.
I can beat up Ron Artest. No, I can't.
No, you can't.
I take that back. I can beat up Metta World Peace. Ryan Artesta fucked me up though.
Yeah, Metta World Peace.
Now, real talk, Mike Tyson, Metta World Peace, and Kevin Ray Garnett. Lewis. Kevin Garnett. I ain't never seen him in a fight. He talked, but he ain't never fought nobody.
Kendrick Perkins.
I want to fight Kendrick Perkins, actually.
I think everyone does.
I don't fucking like Kendrick Perkins. Kendrick Perkins is just, he's the black Will Cain. Oh, you know if you know who Will Cain is. He was the white man they put on ESPN like in 2016 when Trump got big. And he was like the biggest Trump supporter on ESPN.
So, I mean, he was like, annoying. He get on TV talking crazy all the time. Remind me of somebody else I know.
Trump?
No.
Oh, Chadwick?
Chad.
Chad don't get on TV. Imagine him on TV.
Watch. Yeah, this is the camera ad, Tam Pam.
He gonna be a D cup. Like,
keep on. Yeah, I had to wear bulletproof vest.
I don't think they make him.
I got a tactical.
Yeah. But my issue is, Kendrick get on TV talking all this shit about people who actually are good at the game.
He cried.
Today. Yeah. Like, these people have legitimate concerns about life. And, like, not only their physical well-being, they have legitimate concerns about our well-being in the society. And he had the nerve to talk down on Kyrie because Kyrie's seen as a problem.
Like, I just feel like, you know what? You know, I just feel like, Kendrick, you're so not a factor. Like, I feel like if you're going to have any comments about this situation, like, you need to come discuss it with us.
Right.
On here.
Yeah, come on the podcast. Like, come hang out with some local niggas. Like, you one of us now. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Funny thing, you
just on TV a little bit. But I would say don't address the niggas that are trying to, even though me and you may agree, I feel like we need to bring basketball back. They don't want to, you, if anything, you'll make them just disband the NBA completely. Like,
the funny thing is, he said Kyrie talking this has taken away from the fact that about the girl in Akron. She got killed over the 2 days they were talking about it. But I think that kind of makes Kyrie's point. If we go back to playing basketball,
right,
it's gonna overshadow everything else. Right. So, do you, is it Uchi Wally Wally or is it one Mike? Yeah. Which one do you want to do?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I don't, like.
Like, ESPN's so bored, like, they out there taking footage of the protest.
Right. Yeah.
Because they ain't got nothing to do.
I turned on the TV today at work and Rookie of the Year was playing. It's an old movie from the 90s.
We was watching ESPN at lunch and they had the Kentucky Derby on that motherfucker.
From, like, 2016.
Red Racehorse.
Yeah.
Like, the video footage was a little bit blurry. Like, that's how old the shit was.
And like, bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, they have a point. Like I said, the people that want basketball back, mind you, all of us want it selfishly in our minds, but it's a selfish reason. We're bored.
Just give us 2K for free with 500,000 VC.
So Kevin Durant made bro cry?
Yeah,
no, he said it was sellout.
Sellout. So he gets on there and talk tough. Skip Bayless was roasting him today.
I believe it.
I can't believe it. Like, Skip was like, he was like, he talked about my age. That's fine. Kendrick Perkins, you're 35. You've got to be the oldest 35. He's like, you look like you played with Bob Cousy. I said, Lord Jesus.
Well, God. Niggas need to realize Kendrick started at 18, too. Yeah. Like, he came out of high school. So he is probably the oldest 35-year-old we've ever seen.
He just look.
He looked like he been through some shit.
Yeah. Like,
you see that video of him dribbling like the other week? Like sit your ass down.
He's about to play the big two.
that nigga Kevin Durant told him, like, I think it was like last year, a few months ago, he said, yeah, I wish I also had a center to average more than 2 points and five rebounds that started. Like, I remember when they traded Jeff Green for his ass. I was like, the fuck you do that for? I know he needed a center, but goddamn, Kendrick, he might be the worst basketball player ever that ever made the NBA. Think about it. Who you know worse than Kendrick Perkins?
Big Baby Davis.
Big Baby had game. He was just fat.
And like, he cried, too.
Yeah. But even in the Big Three, he was getting buckets. Last year. Like, he had game. He was just fat in 6'7". It was weird. Like, you know. Imagine if he had hops like Zion, he would have been the first Zion. They the same body type. It's just he built bad. Like, you know what I mean?
Zion,
like,
more athletic.
Yeah. Same shit, though. Rest in peace.
To who?
Big Baby. Zion and Big Baby Davis. Big
Baby. Ain't he like a gangster now?
Big Baby?
Hey! Hey, baby, that nigga committed a murder.
With a stolen car.
Hey, what is going on?
Hey, Louisiana, hold this hell.
So, somebody said Jason Collins and Jaren Collins. Yep, they yeah, Jason Collins do suck for real.
Easily.
Literally.
They just put shit into perspective. Yeah, he's bad.
The one that he sucked dick and sucked at basketball. Give that me
the shit. Basketball.
Something wrong with y'all. Speaking of which, I have
one of them niggas gonna kill y'all.
Who?
Whoever you just talking about.
If Jason Collins was the first gay basketball player.
Yeah, he gonna kill you. And they gonna label it black on black crime.
Boy, fuck you.
Yeah, that's the worst. That's the worst definition.
Why do people say black on what?
White people labeled it that years ago.
As justification, right?
Yeah.
For killing niggas.
Yeah.
So when a black person kills a black person, they just label it black.
So the thing is,
never heard white on white crime in my life.
Exactly. Why never heard of Indian on Indian crime, Asian on Asian crime.
Why do we care about y'all when you kill each other?
But the thing is, 74% of the crimes people commit, there's a 74% chance that the victim is of the same race.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because of proximity.
Right.
Like, you're likely to be around your race. So stop killing us and using the justification when we're trying to correct the issue of you killing us by saying, well, y'all kill y'all too. And I want to recant some statements I made.
Thank you.
About probably about 5 years ago when Mike Brown died.
Did you take the bottle from me for real, though?
He
got that.
When Mike Brown died.
Yeah.
You know, like, back then, the argument I was making was, yeah, this shit was wrong, but when are we going to stop killing each other? When are we going to kill this black-on-black crime shit?
What made you come into that perspective?
Because it was a pause and consider moment for me.
Yeah.
Like, I never thought about it from the perspective of proximity.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought about it from the perspective of I don't hear any other races labeling the crimes amongst their community as that on that crime.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was really a pause and consider moment. Like, it was within an instant. It wasn't over a stretch of time where I battled with the idea. Like, this shit was, oh shit.
Yeah.
I seen something that kind of made me think of that perspective, and I was like, oh shit.
Mm-hmm.
This makes fucking sense.
Well, let's just think about it. Where'd you grow up? Jamaica, right?
Right.
Ain't no white people in Jamaica.
Yeah, I mean,
it's minuscule. Yeah. You know what I mean?
They are the minority over there. Yeah, maybe 2%, if that.
I would have said 1.6. Yeah. You from Havelock, and I feel like that's a little bit more equal. But either way, y'all grew up. Did you really hang out with white people that much?
Like maybe 3 or 4.
But like, yeah, percentage wise,
yeah,
same thing here.
For me, I was joking. I was like, for me, it's probably a 50-50 chance. Because I hang out with a lot of white people and hang out with a lot of black people.
I'm talking about just growing up.
Yeah, growing up.
Growing up, it was, you got your, so.
You had a few white friends, but we didn't hang out.
It was, are your white friends really your white friends, or are they just people you grew up with?
And think about it, like, what did they say?
We do use the word friends loosely, don't we?
It's a little.
I've been saying that, like, I tell people all the time, I only got, like, It's y'all, and then I got like 4 from back home.
Yeah, per the Bible, you're my neighbor. That's it.
You know, or just like
I'm saying like
people
that ain't friends. Like, you my neighbor.
Yeah, we do use friends loosely, like way too loose. But yeah, like that just brings me back to like earlier this week when I was listening to the J. Cole song. I was texting D. Black. I wish he was his bitch ass here so we could discuss this too. Wale had a song called Grindhouse Day a couple years ago.
He could have played Mike Tyson as a kid.
Why? Wale?
No. D-Black. They got the same
gap. Yeah, same shit.
Keep going.
But this nigga said...
Yeah, we gonna take shots because you ain't here.
Yeah, bitch ass nigga. But no, but he said, which side of my biracial friends call me they nigga? And I was just like, It made me think.
That hit home.
It hit home. I was like, y'all do be ignorant sometimes.
Yeah, the other side of your friends call you the ER.
I know. But that's what I'm saying. So I think back to the white friends that I had growing up. You think about like the jokes and shit that were made. You like, were they really my friends? Or were they just using me as the token black friend? You know what I mean?
They come to the cookout.
They ain't come to my family cookouts. But you know what I'm saying? I hang out with Justin.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I can't be racist. I'm friends with Justin.
Yeah, but you wouldn't go with me in the projects if I needed to, right? No. You know what I'm saying? If I had to go get a bag of weed real quick, you won't ride with me, right?
I ain't going with you either.
Yeah, you've been lying. I brought you through there. You know what? I'm good. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you think back, especially in times like this, like, you are, damn, I made some mistakes growing up. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm just saying, we need to stop that. We need to lose that term.
Black on black
crime. Yeah, it's black on black term equals justification.
Exactly. That's how they try to justify all lives matter. You know what I mean? Yeah. Black on black crime. Y'all killing each other. That means all lives.
Yeah, white cops are killing us too.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Have you seen the video with the math where they show like how many people got killed by the cops? It was more white people.
Yeah.
But per capita.
Exactly.
It was black like, it was
killed at and like
astronomical
egregious rate. Yeah. Percentage.
You're 13% of the population. And then so when that number of people, the percentage is gonna be way higher.
I've seen white people make the argument of well, that may be the case because 46% of the crimes committed in the United States are from black males. Also so you have more number. You have more engagements with law enforcement.
It's also a skewed number.
It's because you white bitches go to court for your little heroin shit and get off like because Billy need help. Fuck Billy. The fuck? Like what you mean? Like that's so, that? Cause y'all are privileged enough to get off on this
shit.
So
it's mental.
Turner bitch ass raped a woman in broad fucking daylight and got 6 fucking months for probation. This shit. No, he got 6 months probation. Talking about his Stanford but swimming career.
With the other nigga, the other athlete that committed the very same 16 crime.
Fucking years.
Yeah, got 16 years.
Man, fuck you, white. Like, what the
it,
fuck
it,
you?
It's not, it is not a fair system. No. Shit, whole time my manager today, like, told me, which I didn't know, out of all the Fortune 500 companies, only 4 of the CEOs are black.
Are you surprised?
I am not. And that's exactly what I said.
How many black owners in the NFL?
I am.
0.
Exactly. Zilch.
1 in the NBA.
Who? Which one? Of
Michael Jordan.
I forgot it.
And then the only reason why he an owner is because he bought it from another black man.
Bob Johnson.
And Nelly. At least we got a...
Oh, well, Usher is part owner of the Cavs, like 3%, I think.
Yeah, fuck that. Anyway. Yeah.
And Drake got a stake in the Raptors?
Yeah, like, no, he gets that seat.
He's the ambassador, and he gets paid
by royalties.
Well, I mean, I think he's actually like part of staff type shit.
Okay. Yeah. Shit, whole time, bruh, positive, bruh.
Umar.
No, Magic Johnson.
You don't own a goddamn thing.
He
owned
he
shit
not
when I
of,
the Lakers. No, he was a GM, and remember he said,
I'm
not gonna be here.
Baseball team, right?
The Dodgers. You're right.
And he's not a big enough owner. They just use him to bring
as
back
a face.
The
game. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. That's a marketing move. Good move.
Yeah, because that's why like there's starting to be people in these like leagues that are like. The number of black people in it is so minuscule that they're starting to speak out. There's a black dude in the NASCAR that spoke out. I don't know if y'all saw that.
I seen it.
Bubba Wallace.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alvin Kamara, Luzi Verdas at the NASCAR.
But then the other nigga in NASCAR quit because they banned the Confederate flag. Yeah.
Did you tell me?
Yeah, NASCAR like tweeted him back like, and who are you?
Yeah,
and then posted his stats though.
Zero
wins, zero podiums. Like,
okay.
Bro, okay.
This is a hobby for you.
You probably paying the race.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You should Uber.
Yeah, exactly.
You the best driver.
That's, like, he probably can't even do that.
be the best Uber ever.
But like, because it's like black baseball players that feel like they can't even speak out on stuff because they scared. They
you better not speak out in baseball.
Yeah.
Baseball.
If Colin Kaepernick can get blackballed in a league where it's the blackest, it's the second blackest league in the world.
Chargers said they got him on the potential workout list.
They got three quarterbacks right there. They're not going to get that nigga.
The head coach, I mean, of course he's a black dude, said Kaepernick would fit his playing style. I mean, fit the system.
They have Tyrod Taylor. Then they just drafted somebody number six overall.
You taking Tyrod or Kaepernick?
No, I'm taking the number six nigga that they just drafted. I mean, he's 22 and just came out.
Fresh legs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why it doesn't make sense. At this point, that's why we... If you think Kaepernick could get a job before Cam
Newton... I think he'll be happy being on a roster.
I know, but the thing
he'll be third string.
And the thing is, teams don't even have third string quarterbacks
not anymore. You're right.
Yeah. That's the sad part.
The kicker start throwing at the second string.
Yeah, not for real. The punter, The Rams got a punter that's 6'7", and he got a cannon too. That's what I'm saying. That's the point I'm trying to make. Like, I think he deserves a chance. It's just these teams are making circumstances to where they're justifying him not having a spot in the league. They're about to do the same thing to Cameron Newton too.
Yeah.
Trump said,
he wanted him to get it.
Nah, Trump said if any player kneels on any team in the NFL, he's boycotting the NFL. And I think he made that like as far as a statement for any sport. So
that's what he said the other year. That's why people were
not be affiliated with any sports because like in every sport,
he one person.
People are gonna do it.
But then you got followers.
Shit, the old men's coach for the U.S. national soccer team, he said, why don't we just stop playing national anthems at the beginning of games?
And makes sense. Makes sense.
Like for all international sports and like, you know, club sports in America and shit like that. Like, how about, you know, for the sake of like.
Like, why does ECSU baseball game give a fuck about. Like, America don't give a fuck about this game. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it makes sense.
I guess, you know, is it paying tribute? You know.
To who?
To Trump?
What? I don't know.
To a country that don't give a fuck about us.
He said, if this is going to cause such a fucking ruckus, how about we just chill? Like,
it makes sense.
So start the goddamn game. Like, we ready. You know what I'm talking about? So
yeah. And now I'm stiff listening to this long ass song.
Yeah, by Fergie. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Or this nigga's laughing at the singer.
Yeah. Like, but that's like, speaking of them, like people in the sporting league, stop breaking your back for companies that don't give a fuck about you. Like, I showed the other day, like, I'm not going to keep breaking my back for somebody who don't give a fuck about me.
Bro. Yeah, Justin walked out of work.
Yeah, because I'm not going to, I will be hurt, and I won't be disrespected. I'm not going to keep coming to work and breaking my back for a company that really don't give a fuck about me. Like, I refuse to. Yeah, I need y'all to start doing the same. I get it, we all got bills to pay, but sometimes self-respect is a little bit more, and my health is a little bit more important. So I think, especially the NFL players, they about half dead when they leave the league. They need to stop. Yeah.
Like I was telling you, I saw a very good perspective on like mask wearing today.
Yeah.
Like this nigga said, MJ, he was like, you know, the CDC says wear a mask. You know, it could potentially slow the spread of the coronavirus and keep you and the, you know, people around you healthy. Mm-hmm. He said, if they're right about that, you're doing the right thing. You're doing something good. He said, if they're wrong about that, what's the problem? Like,
yeah.
All, the biggest thing for you was it was a minor inconvenience. You got hot when you walked outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, if you did wear a mask and it's not stopping or helping anything, what's the fucking problem?
Right.
Is it, you know, he said pretty much it's better to take the safe road. Even if it's useless or pointless, and it kind of puts shit in perspective for me because I was a little bit loose with it. You know what I mean? Like, not even so much thinking I'm above the coronavirus, but just it's not in my conscience.
I think,
you know what I mean? Like, I'm not actively or forefrontedly thinking about grabbing my mask.
Me and you were probably a little more, corona, whatever. Justin, the whole time, was like, I need my space, wear your mask, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I said it.
I'm saying like several times he was like, splash the hand sanitizer. Yeah. And nigga, we ain't even moved.
But it's like I really, but like I was, I had this convo with a customer the other day. I think people who have been affected by it firsthand by people around them take it a little bit more serious than people who haven't seen anybody near them.
It has affected me. My cousin passed from it, so it's kind of like, all right, I gotta.
Is this like your third cousin, the fourth?
No, this is my first cousin.
Yeah, I ain't hear you talk about no funeral.
He said, I think he said it last week.
That's my first cousin.
Okay. Where they live at in Alabama?
Alabama.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, all right, well, my job requires me to take all safety precautions anyway. So I limit my contact outside of that. Outside of y'all, I don't see nobody. So
that's why I'm not, because like, I trust y'all at work to do the right thing. Because that's the only time y'all see anybody outside of this. And I told y'all, like, I am a renegade at work. Like, bitch, get the fuck away from me. You know what I mean? Like, and I almost fought my coworker today. I'm like, bro.
You almost what?
Fought my coworker.
Oh, okay. I thought I heard something else.
I heard a little beer. Anyway. I told him, I said, are the rules confusing for you? Like, he called me rude. I said, you got an issue? He said, yeah. Handle it. If you got a problem, handle it. Oh, wood. I would. Don't bark, bro. Bite.
You gonna fight in the store, bro.
Yeah.
I can see it now. Chargers in there everywhere.
Like I said, my health is more important than this fucking job, bro.
I'd much rather you leave again than fight, though.
Yeah. But like I said, I ain't no bitch either. Don't talk to me a certain way. Like I said, Chad, me and you live together. Chad said some shit to me and I told him. I slapped the shit out of you right here. Mm. No disrespect, but that's what I'm saying. You the same way. If I were to get real disrespect for you, what would you going to do?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You going to go grab the gun and sit on your lap. Yeah. Like, but you get what I'm saying. And that's just how I am. You're not going to talk to me a certain way and think I'm just going to be like, oh, all right. You got an issue, handle it. If you're not, shut the fuck up. I tell everybody that. I tell my sister, my little sister that. Twitter. I said, if they talking shit to you, tell them they got a problem, handle it. And if they don't want to handle it, shut the fuck up. And I need to keep talking about it.
So you're not in the business of de-escalating shit.
Ever. You know I'm not in the business of de-escalating shit.
Does that have to do with maturity?
No, I'm probably the most mature I ever been. And it's just, you know, I'm on edge now. Like, last year, to be real, 26, I would have kicked them his fucking chest at work.
Boy, the day I was athletic. You was athletic.
He ain't that tall. Oh. But when I walked out of work the other day, I would have kicked everything down into place at 26.
I knocked all this shit.
Yeah, I knocked all this shit over. 31, went to my manager. I don't feel safe at work. I'm going home for the rest of the day. I'll see you Thursday. Called HR. Only reason I called HR is because I wanted to make sure they knew the reason I left work, not to have somebody make up a reason why I left work.
Good deal.
You know what I'm saying? 26, fuck all these niggas. Walk out, kick the table over. Like I said, now, only reason I'm like this now is because I'm on edge. Not only do I have to go to work and worry about getting sick, I have to worry about not getting shot by the police out here, too. I'm on edge all the time. So leave me the fuck alone. You know what I'm saying? But people always want to fuck with me. Plus, they think because I'm light-skinned, I ain't going to handle this.
And you wear glasses.
That, too. And the hair. It's like a whole bunch going against
me. It just screams, bitch.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel you.
But yeah, and like I said, the people that at work, you would think they would take it a little bit more serious. Like, one of the managers there, he's diabetic. Feet fat and all that shit. But he diabetic and had two people pass from COVID. He said, I'm wearing a mask at work. If they didn't come out with this law and these rules that AT&T, whatever.
Because Raleigh mandated it now, right?
It's a law now.
Yeah. I think it's more mandated.
No, it's a law.
You're supposed to have it.
Does it not violate?
Because it's Second Amendment right.
No, because it's four reasons why you can't wear religious beliefs, medical conditions, dining, which is stupid. And grooming.
This is the problem. They just need to shut everything down for 2 weeks.
Again.
Everything. Like, nobody goes nowhere.
And fuck you motherfuckers who are ready for the gym to open. Shut the fuck. What?
I'm ready for the gym, but I ain't gonna risk my life for it.
Yeah, because you're getting pudgy.
Yeah, I'm fat.
But like, but the I thing, mean, but think about it. Do you want the gym?
No.
A sweatbox?
No.
What the fuck wrong with
That's
you?
That's probably the dirtiest place.
Yeah.
Outside of that club.
Did you really? Every time you got done with a machine, did you actually clean it?
I never wiped it down.
You're disgusting. Cause
yeah, I call you.
That's because you're trying to rest between your reps. You're trying to rest between your reps. But like 100% of the time, you clean it off. 100%.
No. Man, I can't sit here and say 100%.
That's what I'm saying.
But I, for the most part, like I try to. Yeah. You know what I mean? But
and
like,
then if you're working out with somebody, I know you never wipe the stuff down.
Between while y'all. While rotating. Yeah, no. Think about the time we used to go to the gym.
I know.
But you know what I'm saying.
We went like a week strong. Then it started raining. Like bro, it's always the rain that fuck up my like my groove. You know what I mean? Like, I be going 3 weeks strong, and I'm like, all right, I see some progress. And then it rained hard one Thursday, and I just never go back. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you got a brittle spirit. You let the rain break you. Boy. But that,
rain be wanting me to have the call out. Like, yeah. I be like, I shouldn't even go to work.
Yeah, I don't know what shoes to put on today. Like, yeah. But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, and you want the gym to open back up? Hell no.
Just close everything.
Close it. Yeah. In Raleigh. But yeah, that shit, man. That shit, wow. It's
moving to Florida.
That's the worst.
Further down south. And I haven't seen a lot of people going to Florida.
And that's why it's bad up like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I still wouldn't take the chance to, like, go on a vacation right now.
Oh. I don't want to be.
I can chill this year. First of all, I done took a pay cut, so I ain't got no money to go nowhere,
bro. Like,
second of all, like, not right now.
And to be real, I don't even like having company for real. Other than like y'all, no, like, yeah. I don't even care where you're from. Don't come. Like I said,
I only see y'all outside of work. I only see y'all.
That's why my masturbation is through the roof. Like,
your forearms look a little veiny.
They thick. Like, cause it's I ain't getting no ass coming through like that, like it used to.
Yeah, your bank account's swollen too. You ain't spending them $40.
And that's cause the stimulus check. So, I've been going off on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I need the second stimulus to go ahead and get cleared.
Y'all talk so much shit about Trump and.
He's trying to create an HBCU.
That nigga said he's giving, in the new like proposal for the stimulus, like he's trying to, or they're trying to put like a $4,000 vacation credit. Y'all seen that?
A what credit?
A $4,000 vacation credit.
So they'll pay for a vacation.
Essentially, because
they pay right for now, you to leave the hotel, and not come back.
The hotel industry took a fucking lick.
Think about the rental car company.
As a person that...
Yeah, bro, everybody took everything. Everything took a lick.
As a person that went on vacation and stayed in the hotel, it was my room and then two rooms down, it's a person. And it's like skip every two rooms and then it was somebody in there. The joint was empty. So there's nobody staying in
there. And they probably limited the capacity in the hotel.
Yeah. I couldn't even check in until the person at the desk was done.
Good.
Yeah. So.
Remember the last time we checked in the hotel in VA?
The one across from the hood.
Yeah. That popped in my memories the other day. And I was like, yeah, Tony got us. Tony got us.
But. Like the last thing we done covered, I think covered a lot. But the last thing I do want to talk about, like here lately, there's been a lot of videos surfacing, like on social media of men like
assaulting women.
This ain't no man slap no woman, man slam no woman. Kind of video. This is a nigga taking a skateboard and like
obliterating.
Yes,
that shit.
This is like,
was that Harlem?
He from Harlem.
Lamar this is from like Harlem. A nigga. This is like a this is like a nigga sneaking a female,
basically
with her back turned.
Yeah, like, that makes you like a double bitch. Like that, yeah. That makes you twice the amount of bitch that you would have been.
You shouldn't have hit a female. Then you hit her with something.
So the first nigga hit the girl with the skateboard.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
The other nigga I seen, like him and the chick, they're arguing. She turns around and he sneaks her.
Yeah, he a hoe.
The other video I seen, they put a chick in a trash can.
Yeah, they hoes.
Who raised these niggas?
And people are standing there.
So let me ask you a question.
Recording, taking video of these events happening, these things happening. Like, how can you stand there and all you do is pull your fucking phone out and watch a woman get physically assaulted and do... In one of the videos, I don't know if it was a high school or whatever it was, the niggas was young. But niggas is recording, and then he stole her, and the other niggas in the back are chuckling. They're laughing. Like, who are raising you niggas?
Yeah, So, is it worse the stealer or the person recording?
It don't matter.
It don't.
It don't matter, because
everybody got to be seen? Everybody got to be seen.
Yeah. My thing is, bro, like, so with the skateboard thing, I think that was security footage, though. That looked like security footage.
No, that was
somebody standing there recording. Because after he hit it, he walked up and said,
"My name is Mills."
Yes.
My name's I'm Skeeter Mills, man. Don't talk to me like that.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
All you Harlem niggas, they claim to be real. Find Skeeter Mills. And we're going to cash at you $3.50.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you right now. If that's any of my family members.
I don't even think it's got to be your family. If you in the vicinity.
I'm not going to jail for the neighbor three doors down. I mean, I'm going to address the nigga that's doing whatever he's doing. I might even put hands on him. But I'm talking about if this is a family member, I'm putting two on you.
I ain't got no
good. I'm not doing no talking.
I'm about to put two of these to you.
But if that's my sister.
Send me gone. Got a left foot.
If that's my sister. Matter of fact, if that's my sister, it's suicide by cop.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to come punish y'all. I'm going to just kill shit after that. Until the cops get there. Because I don't think I survive long.
Shit, my sister got stolen by a dyke. And I told the dyke, I beat you like the nigga you think you is.
Yeah.
And she been scared of me ever since. You know what I'm saying? But that's I don't play when it comes to these women in my family, bro.
They're doing whack though.
Like, I don't play when it comes to women that I know. Period.
Let's say this, men. Like, and I know personally how it feels to get pushed to that limit sometimes. Sometimes it's God himself that gives me the level of restraint that I have to have. You know, it's not often, not very often, but, you know, there may have been times, you know, not even in my present relationship, there may have been even other times in the past where, like, it may have even been a thought sickeningly for a split second, and then you gotta check yourself. Like, no, you can't do that. Like, I know there's going to be some men that say, you know.
I hate the way you pour that drink. I just want you to know that. I'm sorry.
I know there's some men that are going to say there's certain places where they'll draw the line and, you know, hands may have to be put on a woman. But I would hope you try to not put yourself in that position to where something like that, as far as somebody drawing, you know, crossing that line, you know, would lead you to having to put your hands on a woman. I'm hoping if it's a relationship and if it's that toxic, it didn't get that toxic overnight.
Yeah,
it's been that way for a while, and you had ample time to get out of there before it got to the point where you feel like you have to put your hands on her. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, with that being said, I just feel like there's just no excuse. I mean, I get it. You're gonna have to chill, man. You're gonna have to have some level of composure. Cause I'm telling you, nigga, my sister got a boyfriend now that she live with. If she ever fucking calls me, and tell me he got physical with her, I'm driving to Jersey on game, and I don't plan on coming back. I'm going to dap y'all up before I leave.
I would say take me with you, but you said you ain't coming back. So
I don't have no plans to. Yeah. Because I'm going up there to punish you.
Yeah. Now I get it. Now I get it. That's why I tell my brothers, or even y'all, if a relationship get to a point where it's physical, leave.
Got to.
I tell them leave. Like, you know, it's just that woman not worth it if she putting her hands on you. But I will say this, though. I saw a video the other day on Twitter. A Karen. It was on video. She ran up on this Hispanic. She said, "All you wetbacks and niggers should fucking die." She came up there, started trying to slam the door on the dude, like in his car. By the
way, yeah, I seen it. He was in the truck.
I would have stolen him.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna lie.
And I'm telling you, those are the times. Those are the times you may have to reach to Jesus real quick.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Somebody said to make the sex better. I hate you motherfuckers, bro.
I swear to God, I hate y'all.
He hit because he loved me.
Yeah, I mean, but this shit, it's gross. It's gross to see. And then you got women that are like, these black women who are dying out here.
Yeah.
Like people who are...
Arrest the cops that killed Breonna Taylor.
Yeah.
Motherfuckers coming out talking about this is just a process right now.
What's the process?
It's been a while.
The Attorney General's office is saying, like, for whatever reason, up until yesterday, these niggas were unfireable. Finally, one of them got fired. Mm-hmm. And now they're saying, you know, it's just a process. It's not that black and white to where we could just fire him and charge him with murder.
I'm not going to lie. When I first read the story, I thought it wasn't that black and white either. And then I had to dig a little deeper. I was like,
You know what I'm scared of?
What?
Atlanta is getting set to be destroyed. And here's why I say that. So, Georgia.
T.I. keep talking for him.
No. So, they charged that officer that killed Rashad Brooks with about, I think, like 11 or 12 counts.
Yeah, he's got...
But based on Georgia law, a taser is a lethal weapon. This is the law that they put in place. And a woman made a very valid point. She said, how are these states with Democratic mayors, how are these states and cities with Democratic leaders for, like, the last... umpteen number of years consecutively having Republican problems. Like, where's the disconnect? What's happening? How are we continuously voting you in these positions and we're still having these problems?
So, just to play devil's advocate, do we not think they have more important stuff to do to see if a taser is a lethal weapon or not?
They made it a law.
They probably made it a law way before they got in there. Then they got shit gets fucked up. Then they gotta fix it.
Yeah.
Just like when Obama became president, they were like, oh yeah, Obama's not doing enough. Do you know how much shit he had to fix?
I just be scared that, like, in that particular situation, I'm just scared that, you know, a good lawyer is gonna argue this. They're gonna play this so fucking well. That what I don't want to happen, hear me out, what I don't want to happen is, yes, they charged him, but are the charges going to stick after the court process goes through? And if they acquit this motherfucker, this is the part I'm thinking about.
That's when it's going
down. And you still have these cops, I don't know if y'all seen what was happening in Atlanta, these cops that work the overnight shifts, they're calling out sick, dispatchers are calling out, they're having the fucking prisons in Atlanta answer 911 calls. The state police are there only responding to crashes. They're not responding to any of the calls. So imagine if this cop gets acquitted.
One of the blackest cities in America too.
The turmoil is gonna get burned flat.
Can I be real with you?
It's gonna be fucked up, man.
Can I be real with you? I have no faith in any of these cops going to jail.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm scared of. Yeah. Like, it's like if you really sit and think about it, bro, you'll like it sent chills through my body thinking about
Minnesota gonna crash and burn. Let's be real. Let's think about Derek. I forgot the mother. I know his name, but I don't know how to say it. Fuck him.
Chauvin.
Yeah, whatever. So niggas went in the uproar when he got charged with second degree murder. When I looked at the laws in Minnesota, second degree murder was the only thing I felt like the district attorney could have argued in court.
Well, lucky it ain't third degree.
Right. It's because first degree, I don't think they could have. I think
first degree has to be what? Intentional?
Intentional. Even though it was intentional, we know this. I don't think they could have won that argument.
They don't have enough evidence to support that.
Right. Mm. And I know video evidence would think would support it, but we're talking about court. We're not talking about the court of public opinion. Yeah,
right.
So people were in an uproar about it, but you got law people like, nah, that even me not having a law degree, I read the law. I was like, this makes sense. It's all about a win.
Yeah, we kind of delved into it a little bit. Like we gotta go for the charge that will stick.
Yeah, and even then, I still don't have faith in the justice system to convict this man.
Even though I feel like we should have still went for the first degree and then try to convince a nigga to take a plea deal and lessen the charges.
And then, so, but
and if he get off, we just let the streets handle it. Because the streets is upset right now.
But I don't think the streets, I don't have no faith
in
the
streets. It's different this time than it was with Trayvon Martin.
Cause I still don't like that. It don't sit right with my spirit that George still walking.
It's different right now than it is with Trayvon Martin. So like we were hurt as a people. We were truly hurt.
Yeah, we weren't hurt like this.
And it was devastating.
Now we're angry.
But now it's a different like this one. I've said it. This one just hit a little bit differently to where like this one just hurts you deeper to the fucking core.
You know what I think it was?
It made me cry.
You fed up.
No, it's not only that. We had a better president too. You know what I mean?
A president that kind of kept us cool, calm, and collected
easily. Because Trump made it worse. Let's be real; he made it very.
Trump
worse.
Said that my man was happy, smiling down
because the unemployment rate went up 2%.
Yeah,
I mean down 2%. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the shit. Like,
I feel like it's a whole.
Somebody
show.
Needs to take his iPhone.
Yeah,
because he. Like most other presidents, they have a PR team that handles, you know, Obama would be like, hey, y'all, tweet such and such and such and word it properly. Let my legal team read it over.
Yeah, because like, post it. I don't think
bro, Trump be laying in the bed at 7 a.m. Yeah, like, watch this
shit.
You know what I mean?
Next, I don't think, I'm pretty sure Obama didn't have a Twitter until like 2011,
2012.
Yeah, it was a while.
And you can tell he won't write those tweets.
Right.
Like,
it's a nigga. Like,
yeah, his executive like assistant, you know, his tweeting for him.
Nah, they created a position just for his Twitter.
Yeah, senior advisor. Then before you hit send, you got to hand it to the legal team. You know, you got to send it over to legal.
Oh, he would have never said that.
Yeah, let him take a look at, like, Trump be on the toilet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trump be on the toilet and be like, I'm
going to fuck these niggas up with
this. Yeah. Fuck North Korea. You know what I mean? Like,
but that's
China
what I'm saying.
Virus.
Right. To China. But that's what I'm saying. Like, bro, like, I have no faith that any, like I said, Brock Turner got off with 6 months probation for raping a girl in front of people. Derek Chauvin or whatever, he literally killed this man in 8 minutes and 46 seconds in front of people. Yeah, and like you're telling me that you think he gonna go to jail for this? You think the dude that killed Rayshard Brooks is gonna jail? Hell nah, bro. And like I'm from Missouri, not really, but you gotta show me, babe. You gotta show me.
Cops.
I'd be so happy when we could get back to the episodes where like we could get back to talking about relationships
and laughing.
Being funny. You know,
it's funny here and there, but
because like, you know, I don't want to go to the barbershop and all we can sit down in there and talk about is what's going on. Like when we went to the barbershop, we was in there talking about the hoes. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. I'm talking about pussy.
I'm gonna switch it right back up again. I'm gonna end on this note. We'll talk about it a little bit more next week, but there's been six people found hanging within the last week, and they've all been ruled suicide, no foul play.
Without an investigation.
Without an investigation.
Turn it off.
Let that sink in.
Yeah, turn it off.
Good night.
Yeah.